Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in America, Eruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta nooner with Michelle on the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Our Hump Day Live studio audience is very excited for today's show since it's all about taking their businesses and lives to the next level. There's lots of crazy things happening in the economy in this country. So our partners are going to focus on what we can change ourselves. What a better time to join our challenge to get up an hour early to make that happen. Put on your common sense caps, we the people. Grab your pen and paper for all the tips and takeaways. It's Join Together June. Let's reconnect to make your life and your business better. Today's topics on episode 224, your well-being, cause marketing, increased profits, healthcare, and caregivers, high vibration, and special guest Randy Miller, delivered by partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things.
Are you ready?
Today's lineup, Randy Miller, get to know yourself and uncover what brings meaning, purpose, and joy to your life. Kay McDonald, how your business can serve the community with cause marketing. Tony McClellan, transforming your business to increase profits immediately. Betsy Wartzel, a caregiver's guide to navigating the Affordable Care Act. And Tessa Stowe, living in high vibration to achieve your best life. And our special guest, sitting shotgun in Michelle Patriarch Soapbox at 1 p.m., Randy Miller, the founder of WEN, is coming back to discuss your well-being and help you find your purpose, because WEN is a better time than now. And we're all not getting any younger. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show. Facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course, some entertainment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information. The ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. And we're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Five guests, seven-minute segments, and special guests for a deeper dive session on Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox during the second hour of the show. You can listen live, everythinghomelive.com. And the link is also at the top of our homepage. Breaking news. Number one, the counting of the ballots for the Arizona audit is complete, and they're on to the next phase. Ignore the negative narrative and lies from the lunatic left and the mainstream media, and expect to see a manufactured issue or event to deflect the focus. Number two, today is the last day to sign petitions for the recall of rogue Rhino Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers. So if you live in Mesa, head over to Time Out Sports Bar and put all your John Hancock on one. We need to send a message to all of the elected elites and remind them they work for us, we the people. Information is listed on our Arizona recall page at the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Number three, COVID was a political propaganda pandemic. The non-vaccine shot will kill you. And January 6th was a setup. Learn the truth by listening to Monday's episode 223 with Brian Artis on our homepage or your favorite podcast player. An amazing episode, by the way. You need to listen to that one. He comes on at the 1 o'clock mark or 1 hour mark. And you can also read today's article in the Revolver, all about January 6th. Go to the Patriotic Media page at the Take Action tab, Everything Home Resource Platform.com. It's June 16th, day 457 of 15 days until the spread. Yes, that's correct. It's 457 days into 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
It's time to rip off those dirty masks. I hope nobody's still wearing them. You know they don't work. They actually make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. You'll learn about that on episode 223. No more mask holes, people. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action to stand up to the Nazi regime. Stop acting like we the sheeple. Take back your country and reopen America 100%. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics on episode 224, your well-being, cause marketing, increased profits, health care, and caregivers. High vibration and special guest Randy Miller.
Let's get ready to rumble!
First up, Mr. Randy Miller is coming in to say hello just for those 7 minutes. He's the founder and chief WEN officer at WEN Enterprises, the preeminent destination for personal growth, well-being, and wellness. Audience, get your wellness and your well-being on. Mr. Miller, how are you today?
It's Wednesday. It's always a pleasure to be with you on, well, it's always a pleasure to be with you, especially on a well-being Wednesday. So I am terrific, Ms. Michelle. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. It's always my pleasure. I always learn lots. That's why I asked you to come back on to be the special guest at the 1 p.m. hour. So I figured, you know, when is a better time than now to really get your well-being, your purpose, and all that sorted out? We're halfway through the year, and it's time. Mr. Miller, it's time that everybody takes control, some personal responsibility, and live their best life. Don't you agree?
I do agree. And I think it's time for a better understanding of themselves, the individual, and truly to uncover what brings the meaning, purpose, and joy. And they're responsible for it. I know that's a big push for you, all the wisdom that's given, but then people have to go do it. So yes, I agree. When is now?
Well, and you know, there's so many people that have jumped on the personal coaching bandwagon. Everybody's a consultant. Everybody's a coach. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of programs. A lot of them are very expensive. So it's really important to make sure that if you're going to entrust the repositioning of your thought process and who you are and different techniques, you need to make sure that you trust the person or trust the company, because you can really go down a very expensive route and not accomplish the goals that you want, like I said, because there's a lot of noise. That's why when I came across you many, many months ago, I knew that you were one of those trusted professionals that runs an incredible company with their one-on-one coaching, but in a different way, and it's affordable. How nice is that for a change?
I'm so glad you went there, because a big part of the platform going forward, now that a lot of people are jumping in the well-being, wellness, coaching sandbox, is this expert model, coaching model, systematic approach. And yes, WEN is different. The good news is I've spent close to 25 years building. That stays with you, doesn't go away. And I can proudly say on air, we are the most cost-efficient, probably least expensive program in the country, Michelle, not just in Arizona. I'm proud of that. And I can't give all the secret sauces over the phone, but your folks know they can reach out to WEN, and we take it seriously. And we actually do the coaching, and we do a little better, because a lot of the expert models are on the wow, the why, the what, the how. We spend the time on WEN. And you know me, over our time together, we believe it's WEN you do it. So we're rewriting the literature on health and wellness and defining all these key tools you need to have to better your life. So I'm excited by it. Thank you for the kudos. I appreciate that. We take it seriously. And we are now affecting lives on a very large level. The company has grown. The partnerships have grown. And for your listeners today, whether you are individual, employee, business owner, work for corporate, work for big, work for small, work for not-for-profit, take the time for you, whether you go through a formal coaching program or not. I'm going to try to give you some nuggets in the short time we have. Michelle, if it's okay for you, I want to focus on change. You spoke about that in your intro. Can I just give some nuggets on change?
Oh, please do. When is the time is now, for sure.
So you're hearing a lot of stuff, at least I see it in my news feeds. I think people see it also, and we won't get into the full arena, but with the new normal, remote workers, mental health, regardless of the sandbox you're in, whether you're working from home with the children still around, whether you're going into the office, whatever you're doing, whatever it is, create your own new normal. Well, what does that mean, Randy? That means create your new change. People were home for a while. The good news is people had some time to think about what they really want to do. People have already made change in your life. If you haven't made that change, now's the time. And why am I starting there? And we'll talk about it later on as well, because it's one of the most difficult things to do in your life. If you don't create it, your life will not change. And that means little things as well. So you know me, it's when you change. So the brain loves habits, and we do our same habits mm-hmm. all the time, the same energy. But why wouldn't we want to just spend some time and do things differently? Why wouldn't you want to do that? So I'm a big advocate for that. And I think that when you make these changes and you start to practice them, you will start to see these new habits come into play. We call it your new habits of well-being. And then you will start to see your life getting better. It's just the way it works. And people question me and they say, Randy, I can change. Well, then go do it. The average person, it takes 66 days to make one change in their life.
Oh,
one
wow.
change. So for this episode, Michelle, the people that are listening, my task is make a list. What do you want to change in your life? And it could be as simple as I want to be happier. I want to change jobs. I want to make more money. I want to feel healthier. As simple as it may be. But then know there's work to do behind it. And you know, because you and I have spoken about this for a long period of time, there are some people that will go do that. They're the when people. And there's some people that kind of question it. Is this going to work if I do this? So my theory is, and business is built around it, it's not an if situation. If it's an if situation, you're going to stay there. So we joke about when is now. Yes, I do believe when is now. But you need to find your when. You need to find what you want and then go do it. And it's okay to think about the how, the what, and the why. How am I going to do this? Why am I going to do it? But then we need to take action. That's where the change is critical. Michelle?
I can't agree more. It's the take action part that we always forget to do. We might make a little list. We might go ahead and think about all these things that we want to change, but we really got to take the action, take the steps, and be consistent with it. Can't just do it for a couple of days and then go back to the way that you were doing it before. I mean, earlier this month, I said, you know what, we're going to do a challenge. You're going to get up 1 hour early in order to now be able to take those take action items to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. And I can tell you, today, I didn't get up that extra hour early, and it made a huge difference, but in a bad way. So make sure that you're being consistent when you do these take action items. And Randy's going to be back at 1 p.m. We're going to talk about this much, much more. Randy, give your website for everybody.
www.findyourwhen.com. And if you want extra special information or extra special assistance, info@findyourwhen.com as well.
Awesome. All right, we'll talk to you in a little bit. I'm excited to do a deep dive because it's time for everybody to make that change. You know, long overdue.
Always a pleasure. Hashtag change, hashtag when. I'll speak to you a little later on.
Awesome. Thanks for coming back. Oh, man, I love that guy. He is so positive. And his organization and their methods really are effective and efficient, especially when it comes to the cost factor. Again, remember, there's lots of noise out there, Make sure that you always are working with the trusted professionals. As I suggested, listen to them on shows. If they have their own show, listen to them on other shows. It's important to hear how they interact and what they say. And if they're kind of repeating the same script over and over, again, there's a lot of people out there that are claiming to be really good at what they do. I'm not questioning, right? I just want you to be, it's your money, it's your time, it's your life, it's your business. it is you're entrusting these people, and you know that you can trust all of the people, all the partners that are on our platform, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, because they're good people doing good business and good things. And you could listen to any of their episodes. We've had 432 of these live segments. There's 185 partners. We've covered every topic that is possible. If you go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab or the Partners and Patriots tab. All the pages are connected. All the tabs get you to the pages. The pages are all connected. And if you go there, you just start scrolling on the purpose-driven partners, because they are all purpose-driven. It's more than money, people. It's more than money. Once you make that decision that things in life are more than money, when especially your business, things will change. Things will change. You'll attract all kinds of different clients, like customers, friends, partners, collaborators into your life, because it is much more than just making a buck. So if you go to that page and you could scroll, you'll see the graphic of the show. You'll see their pretty faces. You'll see the topics for the show. And then below that, in the quick little show notes, you'll have their name and, of course, their website. And on the website, or I'm sorry, it'll have the name of the company. And it'll be in blue. I connected it to their website, so you can click on that and go directly there. Go directly there. Everything that you need. Everything that you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. And check out that Take Action tab. It is loaded with all kinds of Take Action items for everything that you need. We talk about it a lot. I'm going to share a little bit more about that later and throughout the other segments. But it's 12:16. We're going to keep it tight today, everybody. We're going to keep it tight today. I am going to bring on my next guest. My next guest is another favorite. She's a friend from many, many years. She has a great company. She's doing great things in the community. She's been doing great things in the community like 15, 20 years. Yeah. Follow in Kay McDonald's footsteps, people. Remember, we were talking about things in your business, a little bit more than just making money, get involved in the community. Kay McDonald is the CEO of Charity Charms, a cause marketing and virtual fundraising company. She's going to talk to you about how your business can be more involved in the community and still do your business. Oh, what a novel concept, huh? Whoa, audience, round of applause. Kay McDonald, how are you today?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. It's Hump Day Wednesday. So I figured, you know what,
Hump
a little
day.
Cause marketing, a little community, a little helping with the biz. You know, we're halfway through the year. It's time to, pick up maybe some new ideas for some branding or for some identity of a business or you as a person. That's why this show is all about, taking your business and your personal life to the next level. Cause we're not getting any younger, Kay.
And every day should count. Every day you should be doing something to put your goodness out in the world, to make a difference.
Yeah, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. And I said, you can mow your neighbor's lawn if that's your difference, your definition of making a difference. But what we're focusing on with you is how you can have your business make a difference in the community with it's a concept that's been around, but you have a total different approach to it. So do you want to share? I'm going to share a little bit about that, and let's give them some tips that they can maybe implement today. Just a little different thought process on how to go get new business.
Sure. Well, there is such a movement right now in the world. It's all about purpose, and every business really needs to be aligned with some kind of purpose. It's important for us to change the world any way we can, and we certainly know that there's so many causes that need attention that just aren't getting the funding that they need through government or private or whatever. So there's, all these fabulous charities everywhere that help feed the homeless, that help rescue pets, and there's always something that a business can align with. And it can be a mutual benefit for a charity and a business to get together, and that's what cause marketing is all about. So, for example, if you owned a pet grooming business, you could align with the Arizona Humane Society. If you owned a salon, you could align with a women's charity that supported women with cancer. If you own a restaurant, you could align with a charity that collects food and redistributes it to the homeless. So that's just one way I think that businesses can really make a difference and you know, tie in with purpose and have a purpose. I also really feel that people, when they're looking to find a company to work for, they want a company that has heart. They want a company that mm-hmm. is not all profit-driven. Life is not all just about making a profit. Yes, it is important to make money so you stay in business, but I think more and more as people, you know, the pool of employees out there I keep hearing is tighter and tighter, and people need great incentives to get people to come work for them. So if a company is purpose driven and it's and you've integrated throughout your company, whether you've got a give back program where you give back a percentage of profits, or you have employee volunteers that go out into the community, there's all different ways that companies can align with nonprofits for purpose.
Yeah, and so it's important to start doing that now, because many companies have been doing it already. So if you're looking at it from your competition, if you want to look at it from that angle, right, because some people just mm-hmm. look at it from there, you're behind the curve. You're behind the eight ball, so you need to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes you different from the other companies that are out there, and that's what you're trying to do. Because if you're really good at what you do, right, then you want to show that, you want to share that with people. So why not jump on this train, because it's moving quickly and more people
right.
are jumping on it now.
Well, yeah, and it's not only, like I was talking about, for employee retention, but it's a proven fact with products. Say you sell hand cleaner or something. If somebody's at Whole Foods and they see a hand cleaner that's just a hand cleaner, or they see a hand cleaner that gives a percentage back to a particular charity, 85% of the people will choose the product that's purpose-driven. So it's also, that's another way for companies to align with a cause, is through product sales. There's so many different ways that you can do it. I just think, you know, there's a lot of industry leaders that have been doing it for years, you know, Dove, the Dove soap commercial supporting women and everyone is beautiful. The American Heart Association, you know, their whole Go Red campaign teamed with lots of businesses. There's just so many big campaigns out there. And what I think is important is that even small family-owned companies can do it. You know, they can make a difference in their community. Maybe they take a day off a month and everybody goes and volunteers. Or maybe they, I've had some companies reach out to me and they're like, hey, we've got a workforce and we want to make charity bracelets. We'll help them, give them the components, and they'll make charity bracelets, and then they'll go out and sell them as a fundraiser, you know, on a small scale. There's lots of fun ideas you can do.
And I think it's even more important for the small businesses, or even the entrepreneurs, if you're even solo, to get involved mm-hmm. with something in your community, because it's local. And that's, you know, mm-hmm. you're there. You're with those people. They're your friends. They're your neighbors. So it's even more critical that a small business or entrepreneur gets involved with the sphere right around, right in their backyard. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Oh,
go walk next door, knock on the door and say, hey, come on, guys, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it makes, you know, it makes the people that are giving also feel good, you know? I mean, it's great for companies to give that opportunity to the people that work with them, and it also builds community for the company within their company, and it builds community outside the company. You know, if your customers know that you are a purpose-driven company, they're probably going to align with you and want to work with you more than if you just seem like you're out there to make a profit.
And then wouldn't you want to work with like-minded clients and customers more so than somebody who is not aligned with your values? I mean, it's a win-win. You know, might pick up some new friends.
Gosh.
Who knows? And of course, you know, then there goes referrals. Awesome, because they're like, I really like what they're doing. It's a win-win for everybody. Kay, give your website, would you, and plug your podcast.
Okay. The website is charitycharms.com. And we have a podcast and blog called The Power of Charms, where we interview our clients and friends and industry experts. We just had Carol Cohn from On Purpose Marketing on. And we actually are coming out with a book in July that summarizes 24 of those neat interviews. So,
awesome. CharityCharms.com.
Thank
Go
you
ahead,
so
give
much.
Again. Give that again one more time.
Just CharityCharms.com. And we have an 800 number, 800-615-3120, if you want to just give us a call.
Awesome. Thank you, Kay. Keep up the great work, helping the community of Arizona and beyond.
That's right, and beyond.
International. International. All you got to do is speak English. There you go. Thanks, Kay.
Thanks, Michelle. Bye-bye. Bye.
Oh, I love her. She is such a great woman, and she's been a pioneer in that industry for a very long time. And speaking of purpose-driven and speaking of giving back to the community, what a great segue to remind you about our marketplace, the marketplace, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the marketplace tab. What we've got there is 57 well-known websites and brands, all kinds of products and services. You'll know most of them. You'll recognize them. You've bought them before, probably in your house, but this is different. This is community-powered philanthropy, which means that whenever you buy through our website, 2 to 20% of your total purchase is then donated to our nonprofit partners, helping vets, pets, and kids. That's veterans, animals, and children. So it's a way that you can give back. You can get a donation. The company makes the donation. You get the product. And you never pay more than what you would pay if you went to their websites directly. And most of the time, you get an additional discount. So again, it's a win-win for you, win-win for the nonprofits. And then the other big one that we added on there is MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com. If you use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, you get up to 66% off. There's a lot of buy one, get ones. There's a lot of free shipping. They have over 110 products, so it's not just pillows, not just those awesome Giza sheets and beds and slippers and towels. Especially in Arizona, the cool thing about their towels is not only they're incredibly absorbent, they're light. So I bought the towels because it's so hot here. Even if you've got the air conditioning on, it's hot, people. So I use his towels in this time of the year because they're so much lighter than those big bulky ones that I bought years ago, which I paid unbelievable amount of money compared to that. So if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the marketplace tab, you'll go there and check out all of the products and services. You'll get some great discounts and you'll be generating 2 to 20% of your total purchase to our nonprofit partners. Again, MyPillow, if you want to go there directly, MyPillow.com, promo code is HOME, H-O-M-E. Go check it out. Go check it out. So spend some money, peeps. Go spend some money. We can do this together, right? So you can help and support just by being conscious of your choices and buying decisions. What a great platform. Great idea. All right, it's 12:28. Oops, I have a minute behind. We don't want to do that. We want to keep it tight today. So my next guest is, where's my sheet, people? You think I'd have it memorized. Some of these partners have been on here for so long. You think I'd have their intros memorized. My next guest is Miss Toni McClellan. She's a mentor and founder of First Life Consultancy Group. She's transforming businesses and leadership for positive change and growth. We're going to talk some profits, how to make some more money today. Audience, big round of applause. Miss Fairy Dust, how are you?
Hello, I'm absolutely good, all the better for hearing your voice, Michelle, and thank you for the round of applause. I always absolutely love it. So, yes, glad to be here.
You're welcome, and thank you for the compliment. Sprinkle a little fairy dust on the segment before we start, please.
I don't know about a little fairy dust. I brought a bucket load of fairy dust today for you with, increasing profits. Wow. You know, that's a bucket load. So I hope your listeners have got pen and paper to take a couple of notes.
I am ready with mine. I've got some blank sheets here ready. I'm ready to go to fill them up. It's time for some more profits. There's no time like the present, my dear. Everybody needs more money because everything's costing more. Plus, there's nothing wrong making some money. So what are we going to do to make some more money in our businesses?
Absolutely, absolutely. And do you know what? As you say that about making more money in our businesses, I've got another title that I'm going to add on. So I call myself a critical friend, business mentor, crisis navigator, and now my new name is accountability partner.
Oh, I think that is important because
I'm gonna make
that's
you
our biggest
accountable.
Problem. That's our biggest problem, you know, if we're flying solo.
I'm
going to
make you accountable. So, lady, shall I kick off?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so we're thinking about increasing profits today. So we've got the five P's of marketing, product, price, promotion, place, and people. Today we are thinking about pricing. Now, the first thing that you need to really do is think about reviewing your costs, your current costs, your outgoings. You know, what is it that you know, are you overspending? So first of all, you review and then you reduce, because quite often people are duplicating things or have things that are on subscription that they don't actually need. So let's tighten our belt first of all. So right now I've got two clients that are relocating. They're, you know, times have been different over the COVID. So they're tightening their belts a little bit and relocating to premises that are less of a financial, cost for them. So that's the first thing, review and reduce. Shall I continue?
Yeah, I really like that. It makes a big difference. Even if you're knocking out $30 here, $50 there, it adds up very quickly.
I'm telling you, and so many people have got double insurances or, you know, subscriptions for things that they don't even use, or apps or applications or software. Let's check them all out. So that's the big one, really, reallocating resources, you know, really thinking about, can I outsource? Are there other suppliers that are just as good, that are a bit more cost effective? So just really reviewing all of that area is one of the first things that I would say. So the second thing that I would say is to just think about what the current climate is. Obviously, we're still going through COVID, but, you know, thinking about your service, how relevant is it to this current climate? You know, do you need to reposition yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I know somebody that used to do, it was a health aid, first aid company, and they used to deliver all this first aid training across the UK. Now, well, during COVID, they were unable, and it just kind of dried up just like that. Okay, so what can you do? Can you give some advice remotely? What can you do? Can you help with policies? What can you do? Do you see what I mean? So it's kind of like they went from one thing to so really just thinking about repositioning, and you've really got to keep your finger on the pulse with that one.
Yeah, and you can also branch out into a couple different avenues, because if you were, you know, very in person, you know, you might want to look at some of these remote opportunities, because that's the transition where things are going. So you can, you know, adjust accordingly. But yes, I love the repositioning idea. All right, what's next?
Absolutely, and you've got to do that. You've got to do that. So I know that lots of people were waiting until things went back to normal. I don't know what back to normal means now.
Yes.
And I don't know, if you're going to wait, then you're going to get left behind. So, you know, that's what I would say. Just look at the market, what's happening, repositioning. Then just thinking about demand. Is there a demand for your service? Have you niched it in enough? You know, because people are afraid to niche, but if you do niche, people will travel far. They don't mind if you're not in the same town, city, or even country as them. If you're the one that's known in the industry, then they will come to you. So it's about really thinking about, is there a demand, and creating that demand around what it is that you do. How easily available is your service? So these are the kind of things that you can think about that play a part in getting those profits up, those profits increased. Yeah? thinking about your client avatar. Do you have a particular client? I know I work with lots of people in the education sector, for example, Michelle, and, you know, they position, they've got their rate, but education doesn't have an awful lot of money, so therefore they find themselves reducing their rate. Why reduce your rate? Why not just change your target group? Why not just change your client group? Don't change your service, change your target group, you know? So that's the kind of thing that people feel a little bit stuck, but there's nothing stuck. You've got to keep it moving, really, you know? So that's how I think. So I've got a couple more, but I was just kind of thinking, did you want to kind of reflect or anything on what I've said so far?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's wrap it up. I got another minute. And then, of course, plug your website. So, yeah, wrap it. Do a summation, would you?
Okay, well, can I just say that the other thing to do is think about your time management. Remember my 80-20 rule? Really get your time management down, 20 in, 80% result out. And the big one, the big, big one that I'm going to leave you with is to increase your reputation. Improve your reputation, because if your reputation improves, then it will supersede. You know, that's why I give all of my customers extra fairy dust.
I like that. Increasing your reputation. That is quite brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't think you've mentioned
that
before.
I mean, So that's where I'm going to leave it here now. But just reputation, if you've got a credible brand, you're very credible in the way that you deliver in your services, then people will come to you and they'll pay that little bit extra. And I'll tell you about that next time I come on. But for now, I'm at First Life Group. All of my handles, social media, Clubhouse, Instagram, Twitter, 1ST Life Group. And website is www.1stlifegroup.com.
Thank you, the Queen of Fairy Dust.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Take care, and bye for now.
Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate you from across the pond. Talk to you next month.
And you too. Bye for now.
Wow, what great information. I love the reputation part. Love that. And then I think we're going to keep it in the business mode. Let's keep it in the business mode real quick.
Let's get down to business.
You know, only 3% of prospects are ready to buy now, right? 3%. That's very low, you would think. So you need to stay on top and stay on top of their mind of your prospects, because the more your prospect sees you, hears from you, or has some type of contact with you, the more they're going to trust you. We've been talking about that with Kay. We talked about that a little bit with Tony. So you need to provide value, content, and you have to show them why your brand stands out from the competition. And why you're the best in your niche. Right? We just talked about niche. It's amazing. We're pulling it all together. You need to stand out. You need to stand out. You want to become a purpose-driven business. You want to become a purpose-driven business, because that's the trend, everybody. Kay just told you what's the trend. It's all about purpose. That's the movement. You know, there's no reason why you're not going to be able to partner with a nonprofit. You know, you want to become a more purpose-driven you know, you're there to make a difference. It's more about money, but it's also, it is an identity. It's your brand. And it's important to be different, but also productive. We talked about. So guess what? We've got a program that does that. Promise for a Purpose. Here is our commercial and my little description. Take a listen.
PromoseForAPurpose.com. Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promoseforapurpose.com for more information.
Promos for a Purpose.
promos for a purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard.
Yeah, get your word out there. Be different. Help the community support purpose-driven business. All right, let's bring in our next guest. My next guest is Miss Betsy Wartzel. She's the host of Chatting with Betsy podcast. She's helping caregivers by education, inspiration, and advocating. Today, we're talking about the mess of the Affordable Care Act audience. How about a big round of applause? Majerus Brule. Betsy, how are you today?
Hi, Michelle. I'm good, thanks. How are you? I'm so excited. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome, my friend. You're very welcome. So I know you wanted to talk about the affordable or the non-affordable care act. So you can give some advice to all of those caregivers out there that are trying to navigate through the chaos.
Yes. I don't know who they think it's affordable to, but I am going to stir the pot here, Michelle. It is called the Affordable Health Care Act, but it is not. What happened in my case, as in probably many retirees or many caregiver situations, when my late husband was going to turn 65, his company decided, toodaloo, we are not covering your family anymore, or Matt himself. So Josh was okay, and Matt was okay. I was left hung out to dry. So I had to go on the Affordable Health Care Act. And let me tell you, folks, it's not affordable. What I paid for myself is what I paid for three people under my husband's company plan. And what New Jersey did at that time 3 years ago, Michelle, it was under the federal. Now New Jersey has their own. It just changed this year. But New Jersey didn't copy the model that it was modeled after. I only had three choices of companies, and I had to choose, of course, the least expensive one with the plan that I can afford. And I wanted a PPO and not a HMO, so I pay a little more money. However, the out-of-pocket expense is not affordable. And it went up this year. My out-of-pocket expense was $6,500 for one person. Now it went up to $8,500.
Wow.
So you can't even afford to get sick. In this plan, I can't even afford preventive health screening with a private company. When you had a colonoscopy, and I had one in the past, they paid it 100%. With my new insurance, yes, they will pay for screening only. If they remove a polyp, they consider it surgery, and I get to pay 20%. X-rays, MRIs, I have to pay out of pocket until I reach my deductible, and then they pay half. The only good thing I can say is they pay my lab work. It is not affordable at all. And what really makes me mad, Michelle, and I'm probably really going to get hate mail about this, but it's when they screened me 3 years ago that really ticks me off. Am I here legally? Have I been in jail? What's my ethnic origin? Am I a Pacific Islander? Am I from this country, that country? Why do they need to know that? Do I get a better break? That's what I wanted to ask. Do I get a better break if I'm from Mexico or some other country other than America?
Betsy, I'm gonna break the news to you. You don't get a better break. You actually get it for free. So it's worse than a better break. I mean, you're in New Jersey. I'm here in Arizona. And yes, I can tell you right now, it would have been free for you. But now you have to pay $8,500. So go ahead. I just thought I'd put a damp wool blanket on you today.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right, Michelle. And it really ticks me off. This is rear end backwards that as an American, and I don't care if I offend people, as an American, I am being discriminated, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's not medically why they're asking me what origin I'm from. It's because I would get a better break. Now, I had worked with a coworker who is African-American. She herself told me, she was on the Affordable Health Care Act, she told me she knows how to work the system. She hid her asset, and she got medical, vision, and dental for half of what I was paying. I was furious and bragged about it.
Well, that's what a lot of people are doing that have wealth or assets. They're moving them into other people's names so that they could qualify under a certain threshold. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them because, you know, you've put all this money into the system for all these years. And then, you know, there it is to just slap you right in the face, you know, like the death tax and all that. But yeah, that's just, that's what the system is here. You know, you pay all these years and then you get the big middle finger. Big middle finger.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It is. It's horrible. So almost at the point where it doesn't make sense to have the insurance, right? And you really, then you can go ahead and pay out of pocket for certain things. And they should really have like a catastrophic insurance plan, which is if something major like bad happens, right? That would make sense. But there's a reason why they don't do that. There's a reason why they don't do things that make sense. So that's what people just need to stop asking. Why don't they have this? They don't have it for a reason. So don't worry your head. Don't try, spend the time trying to figure it out, people. It's like anything else. Just like, then I'll let you talk for another minute or so. It's just like the border. You go, God, why are they letting that happen? Why are they not doing things to stop it? Because they don't want to. So don't try to figure out why. We've gone past that point. Now we go on to the next point of what's next. How do I solve the problem for myself at that point? And any advice for people? Betsy, are you just going to try to navigate through and find some alternatives, like some co-ops or something, and then share that the next time you come on the show?
Well, actually, the next time I come on, Michelle, I'm going to talk about look at your medical bills. I'm going to talk about mistakes in medical billing and how people have to be proactive. Not be afraid to question, because I'll say what happened to me. Also, look at your plan. Yeah, I'm in the tier. I have a tier one, tier two. Yes, the doctor might be in my plan, but if they're in tier two, I have to pay the full amount. As they're in tier one, I just pay the copay. Be very careful in picking out a plan, but of course, you have to pick out what's affordable to you. But this is what caregivers are facing. This is what retirees are now facing, that companies are dropping them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the answers, Michelle. Universal health care isn't all that that's cracked up to be, but something
it's
has
bad.
To give, because this is it's ridiculous. You can't afford to be sick in this country.
No, you can't. It's only getting worse. Plug your podcast, Betsy, would you, for me?
Thanks, sure. My podcast is Chatting with Betsy, where I cover a variety of topics. It is on all major podcast platforms, and it's free to subscribe. So it's my way of paying it forward and helping people. That's what my podcast is about.
Oh, another. Look at that. Purpose-driven podcast. Who knew, everybody? It's the wave, everybody. And all of our partners are doing it. So thank you, Ms. Betsy Wirtz, and we'll talk to you next month, my dear.
Thanks, Michelle. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, I love her. She's my Jersey girl. She's my Jersey girl. Yeah. So look at your policies, peeps, and dig a little deep, make some changes. So you got to check. The level of personal responsibility that we all need to have in every aspect of our lives now is at the height that it's ever been, because you're going to get nickel and dimed. You're going to get hosed whenever they get a chance. because the system doesn't care about you or the citizens. Keep that in mind, too. And before we bring in our next guest, I just wanted to say a special thank you to all of our live listeners and all of our listeners on demand. And Big D over at the Global Enlightenment Radio Network, our favorite live broadcast platform. We had almost 960,000 live listens just in the month of May, and the numbers are even more for June so far. So thank you for listening. Please share this show and this platform with your family, your friends, your contacts, so they can get the free resources to grow their business, to enhance the quality of their life and make a difference, especially in their communities. And join our community by following us on social media. Interact. Tell us what you want to listen to, who you want to hear from. We're trying to bring you all kinds of topics and some special, special guests, some names that you really recognize. And you could subscribe. That would be awesome. You could subscribe to the show on your favorite listening platform, podcast player. And don't forget the Rumble. I'm putting the shows on Rumble. Rumble is censoring, so you might not get a notification that you've seen a show in a while. But know that I'm doing at least 3 a week. They just don't want to let you know. That's how they do their censoring. That's how, well, you know, YouTube does a strike. Rumble just doesn't send out an email notification. So check over on the Rumble. If you haven't seen anything in a while, it's there. Trust me, it's there. So if you want to join our newsletter, that'd be great. You can get around that censorship. You can find about all the great resources on our patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And, of course, all the upcoming shows, the past shows, and all of those incredible resources that are located under the Take Action tab. That's where you need to go, the Take Action tab. Everything is there. And on the homepage, there's a graphic that says rate and review the show. That would be awesome. You know, Apple doesn't like us either, so we could try to get up in the rankings. And there's a big one, another graphic says links. Click on that, and that'll get you to all the social media links. And, of course, below that is all the links for all the podcast players, including the Rumble. And then join the newsletter. It's in the lower right-hand corner of all of the screens or all of the pages on the website when you click on it. And, of course, in the lower right-hand corner of your phone. I am over. Oh, I was trying not to do that, everybody. But, again, thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this platform, this show. We're making a difference. We're making a difference in people's lives. So let me bring on our next guest. She is new. She is full of high vibration. My next guest is Tessa Stowe. She's a personal empowerment coach who's inspiring people to live in high vibration so they are free to experience a happy, healthy, and enchanted life. It's the theme of the show, everybody. A big round of applause. Tessa, how are you? And welcome.
Thanks, Michelle. I am great. I'm calling in from Bali in Indonesia, and it's about 10 to 4 a.m. in the morning on Thursday. So you're speaking to me. You're speaking to the future.
Okay. When I do talk to people in other countries, I say that. That's why I'm laughing, because I'm like, all right, so what happened today in the future that I need to know about? Like, do you have any – should I place a bet? Do you know the lottery? Like, what's going on? I know it doesn't matter.
No, so, I know that. I know that fun. The sun is going to rise very soon. Predictable.
Bali. Oh, how awesome! So, do you live in Bali, or are you just traveling, or are you just that? Are you that exotic of a person?
I live here. Oh. I've been here for two and a half years, and Michelle, I got here because I. It's a bit of a story, but basically I followed the chickens. I followed some chickens down a pathway and basically ended up living in Bali. So it's amazing. If you follow the breadcrumbs or the chickens, how your life can transform. I was living in Australia, and now here I am in wonderful Bali. So
it's a new way of talking about following your bliss. Instead of following your bliss, you could
follow
the chickens.
Yes.
Follow the chickens.
Follow the chickens.
Oh, fun.
People
follow
often
chicken.
Say, how did you get here? And I say, well, I followed the chicken.
It's a great story.
And congratulations too for all the censorship that you're getting, because that means you're spreading the truth. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. I wear it as a badge of honor. But, you know, I got kicked off of Linktree.
Yes.
They shut me down. Linktree. Like, who gets kicked off of Linktree? Yeah, they said I had inappropriate content. But the thing that's interesting that Tessa, I'll share this with you, and the audience has heard it before. But the content is it's just links. So it links to different episodes, different pages throughout our entire platform because it's loaded with information. All of the links have been there for a year, but apparently a couple weeks ago it was a problem. But literally all the information has been there for a year, and now I'm an issue. So that you know at that point,
Michelle,
it doesn't mean anything. Hmm? You know at that point, it means
something.
No, but you
must admit, it's funny. It's when you check, it's got to the stage that it's funny, and that helps you actually laughing as part of living in high vibration. So, I just tend to look at what's going on and just kind of like some of it with amusement. What else can you do, really?
You just need to laugh because... you'll lose your mind otherwise.
You do. Precisely.
So
and
let's talk
listening to your...
Go ahead. I only have about 4 minutes, so I want to make sure we throw in some high vibration information.
Oh, great. So basically, I'm all about empowering and inspiring people so they live in high vibration. Because basically, when you live in high vibration, you're free to live a happy, healthy, enchanted life. So everything is vibration, and it's just when you are living in high vibration, you have access to all of it. And when I say all of it, you have access to, as your previous guest was talking about health, you'll be healthier and healthy when you're living in high vibration. It reduces your stress, you'll live longer, you'll have freedom to smell the roses, freedom to think, freedom to create. And you'll basically live a happy, healthy, enchanted life. I mean, and it's really, it's not that difficult, but you just need to know how. And it's all about, there's two things you need to do, Michelle. One is acquire happiness as a superpower. And happiness is actually something, it's actually a skill that you can acquire and learn. So you can become really skillful at generating high vibration emotions, like, or gratitude, compassion, excitement, all those things. And you can become in the driver's seat with generating all of those. But the other thing you also need to do is, besides having happiness as a superpower, is you need to consume high vibrations, and this is really important, through your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your nose, your skin. Because if you're consuming low vibrations through those, your eyes, your mouth, your nose, your skin, then you're basically going to be lowering your vibration and pulling against all that good work you're doing with your happiness superpower. So it's a bit of a combo. And if people are interested in learning learning to live in high vibration so they're free to live a happy, healthy, enchanted life, then they can get my Living in High Vibration Roadmap at lhvroadmap.com. That's lhvroadmap.com. And that comes with some roadmaps and videos which explain the roadmap. So that's a really good starter step if people do want to live in high vibration, which I think right now with what's going on in this crazy world, the best thing you can do for yourself, your family, your friends, humanity, is basically take responsibility and do what you can to live in high vibration yourself.
So do you want to give one little starter tip, like a teaser? So if anyone that's listening now, as soon as you finish your segment, they can do that to kind of get a taste for what this high vibration is all about.
Well, there's a whole lot of things you can do, and I'll give some quick ones. They're so simple. You just have to know what they are, and you have to do them, right? And there's a lot of them, but a few quick ones are simply, and you can do this, Michelle, and the listeners can do it right now. Put your hand on your heart and put your focus on your heart and breathe in and out through your heart. That will immediately flick your body out of stress or survival state into this living in high vibration state, because your body will go, oh my goodness, you're not being chased by a saber-toothed tiger. Therefore, it's okay to put your hand on your heart and breathe in slowly and breathe out slowly. So it's like a brain hack. Flips your body immediately into this high vibration mode. And while you're at it, breathe, and you're breathing in through your heart with your hand on your heart, breathe in love and gratitude. Breathe in love and gratitude. And the other thing you can do is go for a walk in nature, do a nature bath. And it, and you, when you're outside in nature, hopefully with bare feet, just put your hand on your heart and breathe in love and gratitude at the same time. And that's another one. And the other one, another one is laughter. Like at the beginning, we were laughing at the beginning. You can't help but feel good at when you're laughing. You know what I mean? And you would not be laughing if you're being chased by that saber-toothed tiger. So again, your brain goes, oh, you can't. You're not in danger mode. You're laughing immediately. It does all good things to your body and raises your vibration, which improves your health. You know, all those things. And the other one is music. Listen to high vibration music. Be careful about what you listen to. Very important. But high vibration music, like go on YouTube, look for Solveggio music. Well, and I play that all the time. I have it even playing while I'm sleeping because this is how easy it can be. It's raising your vibration, doing all sorts of wonderful things for your body just by listening to the music while you're asleep. I mean, how much easier can that get, huh?
What was the name of the music again?
Oh, it's called Solveggio. So it's Solveggio.
Okay.
Solveggio. And it's got these magical tones, and it harmonizes your mind, body, spirit. So I just play it all the time.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a try.
And it's just, can you imagine it? Do give it a try.
I'm going to give it a try, and I will give the feedback to the audience. So, Tessa, please plug your website for me, would you?
Oh, well, my website itself is my name. So, Tessa Stowe, that's TESSASTOWE. But I highly recommend people get the roadmap, the Living in High Vibration Roadmap, at hvroadmap.com. So, that's lhvroadmap.com.
Awesome. Thank you, my dear. Welcome to our Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource Platform. You keep following those chickens and have a good time in Bali. And make sure you book for next month, my dear.
Fabulous. And thanks. It's been so fabulous chatting to you and connecting with you, Michelle.
Yeah, thanks for getting up early or staying up late. Not sure which one it was, but either way, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we'll talk to you next month, Tessa.
Great.
High vibration. Bye. High vibration, everybody. It's time to get into that high vibration. It is time to go ahead and take your business and yourself to the next level. It is 101 before I bring back on Mr. Randy Miller. Quickly, I got two quick things to share. This past week, we had two partners that had birthdays, so I wanted to wish them a happy belated birthday, Miss Barbara Kaplan, Mary Ann Mendoza. So happy birthday, ladies. Sorry, it's a little late. I didn't do it on Monday. My bad. And one more quick little information tidbit for you. Something big is happening. Something big, I feel it happening. All right, we're talking live events. You know, we have that page. We have a live events and a virtual events page on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Take action tab. Always go to the take action tab. You will see live events. You will see special events that are in Arizona, live events there. And you will also see virtual events. But the live event that's coming up tomorrow, and that is the 17th, the 18th, and the 19th, is Clay Clark's Health and Freedom Conference that's in Tampa. All of those big headliners, lots of our partners are speaking. Remember, that's the one that I went to in Tulsa, where I met most of the people that were speaking at these events, you know, like our Prophet Amanda Grace and Pastor Dave Scarlett and Scott McKay and Ann Vandersteel, Dr. Cordy Williams, Dr. Brian Artis, and many, many more. They're all talking. They're all speaking, and it's a free event. It's free. It's going to be streamed live. So go to that page, the live events page, and I will put the links there, but I know Brighton is doing it. Our buddy, the health ranger, Mr. Mike Adams. So that's one of them. I'm going to find out the rest. I'm going to list them there so you can just click on it and you can watch the event live 17th, 18th, and 19th. Go to the live events page, the take action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. All right. It's 103. It's time to bring back Mr. Randy Miller, and it's time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Joining me and sitting shotgun is Randy Miller. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he's back. The founder of WHEN is back because WHEN is a better time than now to get to know yourself and uncover what brings meaning, purpose, and joy to your life. We were talking change earlier. Time to make change. Should have had that Michael Jackson song ready. WHEN Enterprises is the preeminent destination for personal growth, well-being, wellness. Man of the hour. Audience, big round of applause. We're talking change. We're talking well-being, purpose, Randy Miller. Welcome back, Randy. Thank you for joining me in this special segment so we can do a deeper dive and give everybody the information, the tips, the encouragement to make that change in their lives.
This is our double down on a Wednesday. I'm with you.
Double down. You make me get a little Vegas edge there. You know, I got a little scratch now. I got a little Vegas doubling down scratch. Don't do that to me. All right. Do you want to talk change first? Do you want to talk well-being? You want to talk about purpose? You tell me.
I think we focused on change. So I think the paradigm, if we can, this whole talk of new productivity, what's going on, what are the challenges, ever-changing environment, and everybody's got expectations, demands. And again, I speak to your entire audience, whether you're small business, big business, employer, employee, entrepreneur, all of the above need an empowered approach to make things better, to make, and this remote working also, everything, we need to give people the tools to regenerate their energy and have some sustainability to perform at their best. That's what we spoke about in the change. If you're going to change, how do you want to make things better? When do you want to make things better? So we need leaders, some call them visionary leaders, maybe I fall into that sandbox, to embrace new models of corporate life where employees can thrive, where business owners can thrive, not just as an extra bonus or a luxury, but no, this should be our new sustainable model for performance. So my thought is, and I did listen in, my thought is, and no, I do not come with chickens. I always come with high vibrations. You know that. But I'm going to bring the meat, and I'm not even bringing the meat and potatoes. I'm bringing the fruits and vegetables. I'm bringing the organic fruits and vegetables to decision-making. Because I think when we need change and we need to do all these things that everybody talks about, well, someone's got to make a decision. It's either someone from the top up, may he or she be the smartest person in the room, or the other people in the room. So why don't we talk about decision making? Because, and you know me, it's always about finding your when. But I think for today, on a Wednesday, how about finding your sweet spot? What's that sweet spot? Where's the interest? Where's the skills? Where's the needs? How does that all come together for that goal, for that achievement? And it's no, we're not reading it in books and articles. Hopefully you get it from listening to folks like me. I'm good with that. But what can we be the best at today and in the world? What drives you? This is fair game. What drives your economic engine? You know, rich or poor, it's good to have money. Everybody wants to make money. I get that, but there's a lot of free-flowing. I want to be happy. I want to do what makes me happy. It's okay to talk about the economic engine. I'm good with that. People are worth money. Your time is valuable. You want to make money. I'm good with that. And then what are you deeply passionate about? So if we can put together what am I the best at, incorporate the economic piece to the puzzle, not primarily, but include that in the puzzle, and then what are you passionate about? Why can't we put all that together and have like a mapping system for the individual to go after it and do it? So it's one thing to talk about it. We always talk about writing things down. So with the decision-making and new productivity paradigm, are you good if we allow your audience and your listeners to be what I call smart? Are you okay with that?
I'm very good with that, but I want you to repeat what you just said about the profitability paradigm. What was the first? You came up with a great phrase right there. What was that again?
I gave you so many phrases. It's tough for me. No, I'm kidding. Which phrase are we talking about?
The end in paradigm. It was something, something paradigm. It was kind of the new model.
So there's a new productivity paradigm that's out there, which a lot of these trends have been generated by the pandemic, but they've been around for a while. They've been around and they're now exacerbated by it. So we're not going back to the new normal, at least in my camp. We're not. Why would we go back to the new normal? We want to find the new revolution, if you will, the new what are we spreading across society? What's that new productivity paradigm that allows us to increase our employees' well-being, increase engagement? It can still be traditional, okay, but the focus is on productivity. Where are we going to maximize the most results by improving our employee skills and increasing the time that they dedicate to their work? They're not working 24/7. They're not doing that, whether you're working from home or in the office. So why wouldn't we come up with that new shift to figure out where are their skills, values, and interests best being utilized? How are we doing that? That's the new challenge. That's the ever-changing environment. That's what we need. I think I spoke about visionary leaders. That's what we need to embrace, this new model, this new business life, so employees can thrive.
I think it's important to really identify, what you mentioned earlier for yourself, identify what those skills really are. What are you really good at? What do you love doing? And then grow from there or expand on that. But it's important to figure out who really is the best or at least really enjoys doing certain things, certain skills, certain tasks, certain personality traits. Because if you can have more of a cohesive group, right, or even if you're a solo entrepreneur or you've got a small business, you know, because we sometimes talk when we talk about. Sometimes talk about it all the time, outsourcing and collaboration and partnerships. You know, once you identify what you're really good at and then find out what others are, you know, you have that synergy, you have that collaboration, and especially within your own company. So I think that's important.
It's more than important. So to pick up on collaboration, let's define that for the audience. That means collaborate. In my terms, that means communicate. That means you're talking to someone. If you talk to yourself, that's fine. If that works for you, go for it. It works for a lot of people. I'm good with that. But on a professional level, you're either talking to someone you need to talk to about bettering and figuring all this out, and that's where the coaching, advising all comes into play. But better yet, communicating with who you work with. So you talked about entrepreneurs, but, you know, I try to cover the entire playground when we talk. So you have to communicate with someone. So if you're struggling with it, why wouldn't you talk to your manager or boss? And even if you're the employee, that's fine. Hey, I need to speak with you. I've been thinking about this. Remember, we're back to change and decision-making. So if you're just sitting with it or sitting idle, yeah, there's some security in that. But are you really growing? Is there really professional growth there? Are you really developing? No, you're not. That's the reality. You're not. So the collaboration is the communication, and then we need to do it in a smart, efficient manner. So there's actually a SMART goal system, not my system. There's a SMART. It's actually called SMART. There's a goal system, and I know you like for nuggets for your audience, so this will be and I'll give it to you quickly. But SMART actually represents, we'll go with the S first. S is specific. I'm going to give you all of them first, and then we can dive if you want to. So mm-hmm. S is specific. M is measurable. A is achievable. R is relevant. And T is time sensitive. So these can work for anybody, any situation, entrepreneur, small business, big business, all back to the entire playground again. But specific, and I'll touch lightly, and then you can ask your question. Specific goals must be clearly defined. Clearly defined with desired results. I'll keep it very simple. That's what specific means. Your goals must be clearly defined with desired results. Write them down or talk to someone about them or argue back and forth on what is the specificity with the desired results we want. That's your specific. Measurable. A little more calculation in here. This defines how you will know if you are making progress towards your goals. That's a simple part of measurable. There's other milestones and other concrete criteria that gets built in here. But how are we going to define if we're making progress towards our goals? Are we going to talk about it in a week? Are we going to meet every month? Are we going to do this daily? How are we going to do this? Okay, and how are we doing better? Everybody talks about productivity. So if we're measuring productivity, did I reach out to 5 new people today? Did I reach out to 5 new people each week? That's a measurable result. So back to specific, be specific on your measurable results. I want to contact 5 new people today. And then 1 week later, did you do that? Out of the 5, what happened with those 5? So that's your specific, that's your measurable. Achievable, it's great to set ambitious goals, but they have to be within reach. So setting goals too high could be a detriment. It's important that the goals are achievable for you. That's why it's good, back to your collaboration. You can set these goals with someone. Think about what you want to do, how you want to do it. And it could be a leadership role. It could be anything within that professional networking area, but what's achievable? I want to communicate better. I want to have more confidence. I want to talk to you more. So that's where the achievable comes in. Relevant is just, I will give you another R, it's just realistic. Relevancy is a goal that defines this goal with the line of what do you want to cover overall with your vision and purpose. So it needs to be relevant and realistic. And that includes changes. If career change is involved or switching to a different position, all of that is relevant and realistic. And try to set goals that relate to the larger picture type thing. And the last one is time sensitive. Setting a time frame that creates some urgency. You always say, when is now? I joke about it, but yes, when is now? Why wouldn't we do it now? Setting a time creates a sense of urgency for the achievement of the goal. If you don't have a target date, A, you're not going to feel motivated. B, you're probably not going to achieve it. And C, it's a waste of time. And your success and your measurable results are part of that. So why wouldn't you do that? It's June 16th. I love numbers. Mm-hmm. I'm big with 6. 6 is my favorite number. Can't believe it's June 16th, but it is. So on June 16th, if you're listening to this and you've heard about change and decision-making and SMART, why wouldn't you start to write some things down? What do I want to accomplish over the next week or two? And if that's too aggressive, what do I want to accomplish over the summer? What do I want to get done for the balance of June, July, depending upon where you live? August is still part of summer for me as well. What do I want to happen between now and Labor Day? And I'm back to your playground, Michelle. That includes the entrepreneur. That includes small business, big business, everybody on the playground. This is actionable items that are achievable to do. And you always have great speakers. I listen to some. And I'm a when guy. It's when you do it. So you're not going to believe everything I say. I'm okay with that. But hopefully you're taking some of it and saying, yeah, that makes sense. I could do that. And you will be surprised at the outcomes and what you do, even if it's small things. You can ask me any questions.
I think a lot of people don't do this, and it's something that kind of needs to be. If you've never done it before, obviously you have to start. You can start right. You can start as soon as you finish this segment and this episode, because when is now. But it's also something that needs to be done on a regular basis, kind of like a refresher. So it's something that like a tune-up. It needs to be done. So maybe certain times of the year when you feel that there's a little bit of a slagging going on, or you're getting a little too comfortable and you're not pushing yourself in your work or in your business. One question I did have, I kind of want to address this right from the beginning. You know, the work environment and has changed, right? And there's good things about it and bad things about it. So as people are now communicating more and you're increasing the employee well-being and you're having conversations sometimes that are probably a little bit more touchy-feely, emotional, and of course you're always going to have some coworkers or employees that step over that line, and I believe during COVID we were calling them Karens, right? So they're going to, because you always have one or two. So they're going to, instead of making this kind of an enjoyable experience for people where you're supposed to be elevating and making the environment better, they're going to kind of make too big of a deal about it. So as an average person, Do you have any tips on how someone can, how should they react or how should they handle when you have that rogue person in the office or that you are on a team with or you're collaborating that really has just taken this to the next level, not in a positive way? Cause I think that's what a lot of people, and the reason why I bring this up is because when somebody goes overboard with anything, because you always have them, it deters people from actually then maybe participating in the level that really is productive. So what can people do to kind of diffuse that situation a little bit and then, of course, still be encouraged to get in this mindset? Because overall, it's great for everybody involved.
Let me answer from a universal perspective because I think it'll cover all moving pieces. And that would be active listening, not just immediately saying yes or okay, or but active listening, like you're really, regardless of what the topic is, when someone is speaking, you're active listening as opposed to just going through the motions. You really want to hear them. And then built in with that, and this may or may not be the answer you want, Michelle, but I'm just speaking from the heart. There's a reflective feeling. And that could be, well, that sounds challenging. You seem, and I'm making this up as I go, you mm-hmm. seem frustrated. I understand your feelings of whatever, or what I am hearing is, it sounds like you, and it's okay to talk about it. And it's okay to talk about it one-on-one. It's okay to talk about it in a group. There's different flavors of ice cream that go all the way around. Not everybody likes the same flavor. That's the way it's going to be in any workforce. So if you want to deal with situations, whether it's the coming back to work or whatever the nuances are now and the new normal, the new paradigm shift we're talking about, new productivity, I think, and you've heard me say this before, God created us with two ears and one mouth. Listen, twice as much as you talk. So I think if you feel heard, regardless of whatever camp you're coming from, that person know you heard me, whether they agree or disagree with me or not, you leave that meeting being heard. That counts for something. We're dealing with human beings. We're dealing with people. So I stand behind that. It's easier, no pun intended, it's easier said than done. It is, because most people are busy. They want to get it done. Come on, that doesn't make sense. That's nonsense. This is silly. This is stupid. We got stuff to get done. Absolutely. Absolutely. But if you're calling a meeting or someone's got something to say, that person needs to be heard on a variety of different levels, whether we agree or disagree. And then what that also does, it diffuses any other, I think you mentioned it, any other explosions or any other stuff that's going to go on. Hey, they listened, they heard, we don't agree with everything, but we're moving on. Not squashing it. They actually, and believe it or not, Michelle, regardless of the opinions, it counts for something. People still take away when they walk away. Yeah, they handled that really well. That was kind of cool. And then here's the kicker. That becomes your culture. People talk about corporate culture or business culture or work culture. No one, and this is important, no one is ever going to agree on anything. That includes what bosses say, everybody's going to have a different opinion. That's what makes the world go round. That's what makes businesses better. That's a beautiful thing. But the culture then is, how are we handling that? And that's the place you want to work at. They heard me. They listen. Okay, maybe I handled that wrong. Maybe my opinions weren't right. We're moving on, and we're going to do what's best for the business. That's my mantra. What is best for the company? But what is best for the company means I've heard all of my staff, all of my employees, all of my WEN advisors. I need to listen and hear everything. That makes me a leader. Hopefully that makes me a good leader. Hopefully that makes me a really good WEN leader. But I practice this daily moving forward. So I think that's your tip on the active reflecting part, and then really give the feedback so the individual feels hurt regardless of the conversation. Defuse, move on. Everybody's going to be more productive going forward.
I think that's a great approach and some incredible tips and advice for people because, like I said, I just know that there's obviously been a shift in culture conversations over the past 12, 15 months, and this is going to come up more often. So you just want to be prepared for it. And then also, as you said, diffuse it and active listening, which you might not have had to do before. But you also want to get, you know, there are a lot of people that just, like you said, want to get things done and move on and get the project done or get the meeting over with. And I have a 10-hour meeting and just keep hashing the same thing. So you're going to have to come up with some new skills for communication, and the active listening will be a big role in that. It'll make it for a better work environment, better environment with employees and even your other contacts and people that you deal with, even on a personal level, you know, your relationships. I'm sure those have changed over the past 15 months too. So I think this is great advice for every relationship and communication you have in your life. I think it's going to make a big difference for people.
Correct. Thank you, Randy. And keep in mind, this includes remote work. This also is the rollover with mental health. A lot of people have a lot of mental stuff going on. That's always. And then stress and burnout. So this covers a lot of different topics in the workplace and what goes on. So I think listening, being heard, addressing it. So not to repeat it, but I echo it again. I think it's important for your listeners and for our workplace community to know that. And then to define what is their culture. What do they want their people to know, whether entrepreneur, small business, big business, what is shaping our future? Why are we leading? And you can test and learn, and it doesn't all have to happen overnight. What's burning up? What's not burning up? What are we dealing with? What are we addressing? And be real people at the end of the day. And if you don't know how to do it, go get help. Go talk to somebody. Bring in professional services. You know what I do for a living. You know what WEN does, and help businesses. And we help businesses be more productive, more efficient. That's what I get paid to do. That's what we do. It's okay if you can't do it on your own, but admit it. Admit it, I'm not good here. I don't know how to handle this. And that includes HR. That includes a variety of different areas. It's okay to bring in professionals to work with your employees or individuals. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution. It's a huge pet peeve I have. You're not reading one book or listening to one guy talk, including me. You have to understand what your culture is, what's going to work for your business or your organization. That's the way you're going to move forward.
You know, that's a great point that you brought up, is that as these different environments, this new productivity paradigm has been created, culture outside has changed, conversations are going to be changing, people are dealing with all kinds of different, whether it is just collateral damage, emotionally, spiritually, financially, mentally, from the past 15 months, now you're back in that work environment, whether you said like it's a remote or in the office, it's going to be a different atmosphere. And businesses, especially if you're an entrepreneur, you're a small business owner, they need to be prepared. And you don't expect them to know everything about this new shift, this new world, and how to communicate and make it efficient for everybody. So working with a company like yours is really, this is probably the most critical point where you would need to bring on a professional to deal with this, because I just see, and I don't want to dwell on this too much, but I just see this as being a big, big transition and a big shift where that entire work environment is going to be different permanently. Because the people are going to be different, and it's important that they're prepared. I think it's going to be the best money an employer, even if it's one employee, you know, maybe two, is going to spend. But I think it's critical.
We agree. And three bullet points for you, because I tend to agree with you also. It's also what I do on a daily basis. So, and I happen to know this number. So even prior to the pandemic, companies, and that includes that entire playground, companies, we're facing a crisis in employee morale. The Gallup poll numbers, and this is my two-thirds, I think it's 66-69%, unhappy in their lives and disconnected from work. That was pre-pandemic. That was prior to the pandemic. So the stress and the dramatic workplace shift over the last year has added even more, an ongoing layer of challenges for both the company and the employee. So to your point, how can companies help their employees feel more connected to their lives, their jobs, better navigate day-to-day obligations, and look forward to the future? It's not like just let's get through it. let's get through the week. And, you know, we joke on a Wednesday, it's hump day. But, no, I love Wednesday. Wednesday's another day. Wednesday should be the best day of the week, not because you want the week to be over. That's part of your company culture. If you can't wait till it's Friday, you're not doing something right. And there are new solutions to well-being and what we do, and you know what I do. But, yes, so pre-pandemic, post-pandemic, whatever, everybody's going to have their thoughts. I believe things are changing. There's a shift. That's what targeted is. You use the word shift. And let's make the shift a positive one.
Yeah, I think as we are seeing people transitioning back in, right, and or maybe it's been going on for a while, but obviously it's you're going to see it more because things are opening up. I'll say going back to normal, and I don't mean normal in the normal sense. That maybe even employers weren't thinking about it. They were just focusing on trying to get the business back up or trying to increase productivity. They weren't necessarily focusing on the dynamic between the employees, the employee-employer relationships. And now once they've kind of got themselves stabilized, they can now focus on this to make the overall experience better. I had no idea that there was such an issue with employee morale. So 2/3 of the people, the companies are facing that before the shutdown of everything. That's a huge number.
Yeah, that's Gallup polls, and we're strategically somewhat aligned with them because they're big fans of what WAN is doing. And that was one thing that prompted me into the space. It bothered me that 2/3 of people wake up unproductive and unhappy. 2/3. Not 2%, not 3%, 2/3. So no, people need to be happier, more productive. And the win, Michelle, you win, meaning you, the employer, you, the big company, win. When, I'm using the word when your employees win. And that employee wins it with productive and happy. Companies that invest in the overall well-being of their employees create opportunities for their employees to become more invested in their company's success. And yes, invested in their own success. So that's where the win comes in. You don't have to be selfish. It doesn't have to be one way or another. You win when your employees win. And yeah, when is now. I get that a lot. It's not about when. It's about the universal thought of changing these Gallup numbers, making more people productive and happy. And I think we learn from our experiences and we move forward. And quite frankly, Michelle, I'm excited by it. I really am. I joked, I can't believe it's June 16th of where we are, 2021. You say it's halfway through. So let's make the most of it. There's a lot more to do in 2021, a lot more to do. We got a lot of catching up to do, a lot more to do, and I think that's where the wind comes in. So I think for today's segment with employer, employees, people, human beings, you covered a lot, and I'm glad you gave me the extra time because I'm proud to be able to share. Hopefully it's what you wanted.
It was, and then some. And I think that it's also a good reminder that there's always a major layer of personal responsibility here. So if your employer isn't creating that environment at work, there's no reason why you can't do it for yourself, right? You can't wait for everybody else to do all of these things to make your life better, to make sure that you wake up productive and happy, that you need to do it yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. It's going to make you a better person. And whether you stay at the company or not, it doesn't matter. It's going to make your work experience better. And it's going to make you a happier and more productive person. And that's something else that WAN does provide. They have it for the human being, for the person, but it incorporates everything, the career, the work, the wellness, the well-being. It all overlaps because it's all people and it's all making you a better person overall. So if your environment at work is not where you want it to be, and your company isn't prepared or they're not there yet for bringing on some of these programs or these methods, you can do it yourself. You can work with Randy and his company individually, so that way you can get yourself where you need to be personally. You want to mention that real quick because I want people to realize that there's responsibility, it's personal responsibility. We talked about change and taking action, and there's a point where you need to be a big girl and a big boy. And if the resources are there and they're affordable, why would you not do it? The key, it's affordable, you know, Why would you not do it? You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So if you don't have the results right now that you want in your business or in your personal life, the one-on-one coaching that WEN offers is a great place to start. So just go over that real quick with people so they realize that these resources are there. And as we talked about in the beginning, they are extremely affordable.
You said it. I have a smile on my face to reinforce helping people reach their personal goals. So at WEN, we offer career being, a.k.a. well-being, and health advisory services, a.k.a. coaching, to provide a more holistic and effective solution to your overall well-being and who you are. All of our programs have the power to help you achieve the kind of happiness, peace, satisfaction, purpose, and personal fulfillment that you are searching for in your life. And I agree with you. You can do this on your own. So WEN was structured to help the individual. That's the B2C in the business context. And we work with individuals all over. And then those are the ones that are aggressive, proactive, want to do this on their own. Doesn't mean they can't get it from their company, but they want to even be ahead of the curve. And then we have the B2B model where we help corporations figure it out. And we just spent time going over that. And the theme, the reason you made me smile, the theme for both, whether it's the individual directly or the business in a partnership strategic alignment way, it's WEN life can be better. And life can be better on a daily basis for the individual and for the businesses. It affects the bottom line all across the board, but it just makes people happier, more successful. So that's the focus. So the blessing for me is I get to do this on a daily basis. And yes, Michelle, I know you like me to plug. I have a tough time doing that, but that's what WEN does. And WEN is available to your entire audience, whoever else listening, other referrals, whether you're an individual, we work with you one-on-one, or whether you're a business, we partner with businesses every size, small, big, large, not-for-profit, military, government, schools, academia, all across the board. Anybody that wants help in their well-being goals to make people's lives better and be more productive and happy, that's what we do. And everything is virtual, online. So you get the privacy from wherever you want to be. You get the privacy of working with your WEN advisor wherever you are, whenever you want to be, anytime. Does not impact your work day or your work performance. Everything is private, confidential, and convenient, and I will share openly, the program is that good. We do change people's lives, and I'm proud of that. Hopefully, we'll be changing the Gallup numbers over the next 2 to 4 years. That's my personal goal.
And the cost, sir?
It varies for you. You get the discounted rate because you're who you are. So our programs are $199, $199, but that's a full year access. Earlier in the segment, I let you know we're probably the most cost-efficient model in the entire market, which I believe we are. There's 20% off with your audience, and then there's even larger discounts for the businesses. So if businesses are interested, they can reach me directly at randy@findyourwen.com or info@findyourwen.com, and you can also sign up directly at www.findyourwen.com. So for your audience, Michelle, not just today, but universally because of who you are and the good you exude, 20% stays in place, and they also have access to me. So if anybody mentions or references the radio spot or what Randy spoke about, not that they wouldn't get that special treatment anyway, but just make sure they add that to me directly or to the info@findyourwen.com, and I will honor all of these discounts for you. And we can then, on certain segments, if you want, Michelle, we haven't really spoke about it, if you want to bring some of these folks on to talk about their WEN experiences, I'm very happy to do that. And then people can hear it directly of what took place, how did my life get better with WEN. I'm perfectly fine doing that going forward.
I would love to. I think that would be great. People can hear the stories right from the mouths of babes. And
there you go.
Realize the power of what this program is. And as you mentioned, for just the individual, and then of course the business owner, just start multiplying, but then, you know, think obviously discount for more bodies, $199 plus a 20% discount for the individual. So as we talk about on this platform all the time, our goal is to take down any barriers to entry to get you to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. And this particular program, we can't make it any easier for you to do it. It's for a whole year, one-on-one one-on-one coaching program with access virtual, so you don't even have to be in person if you don't want to. But the resources are there, and it's just a matter of when do you think you need to make this change? The time, as we talked about, is now, because we're not getting any younger. You want to live a life that's full, that's happy, that has purpose. You want to make sure you are productive and happy, especially if you're going in to work or working for somebody else. And you always want that in your personal life. So when is the way to go? Thank you for the discount. I appreciate that, Randy, and the VIP treatment to our audience. So make sure you take advantage of this, everybody. Personal responsibility. That's what it's all about, too. But here are the tools. We're handing you the tools literally on a silver platter because there are no mo excuses at this point. The resources are here. The man with the cape has come to the rescue. So jump on his train. He's ready to go on an amazing ride. We have nothing to lose, everything to gain. Wow, Randy, you're an awesome man. You're an incredible person. You're doing amazing work at WEN. So thank you for doing that, and thank you for being such a great partner on our platform. Is there anything else that you want to throw in to share with the audience?
I think lastly, because all the accolades back and forth, I think for the business owners, the ROI is another term that's thrown out, that return on investment. So please know that whether it's my program, but my program in specific, they're designed to educate the companies on where you'll receive the greatest return, where you'll increase the career productivity, where you'll lower employee absenteeism, improve employee retention, and lower overall health costs. So the return on investment is universal. There is a business theme. I know we touch upon the personal, making lives better, life can be better, but there is a return on investment here. So besides discounts and pricing, please know that when you spend your money, you see the return. And I brought in a whole data analytics team. I'm really happy about it. I'm seeing numbers that are blowing me away, and my expectations are very high. So for the business owners that are out there, small business owners and large, please know that there is an end game to this entire equation, entire paradigm of making lives better. And I'm really proud of that. So that would be my final say and my final takeaway. And I'm just happy to play in the sandbox. Michelle, you're always a joy and a pleasure. So thank you for having me give the extra time. Hopefully it was beneficial to some. I think we were smart about what we did, and hopefully people got the takeaways they wanted.
Yeah, and I just want to add on to your comment about the ROI. There was an article the other day and all over the place that a lot of employees are quitting their jobs because they're not happy. They got bigger and better deals. So now it is the opportune time to make sure that environment that your employees are in is a positive one, and one that they're comfortable in, because they will leave. There's job openings out there. People are going to leave, and then the cost of having to deal with starting from scratch or finding somebody and training them, getting them in there. You don't want to have to go down that road. You don't want to lose the good people just because you didn't think that they would ever leave. But if they're not happy with their environment, lots of people are leaving and going elsewhere. So you need to make that environment the best place for the employees, because they do have choices now. So don't fall victim to that, because it's going to cost you a lot more money than what a program like this would be to implement by losing one employee. And I'm sure everyone's been through that, and that's not something that you want to have to do, especially during this time when you need to be as productive and working on your A game as possible. So I hope that just sheds some light, opens some eyes to everybody that's been listening, the employees and the employers, because the resources are there. So, Randy, thank you so much. You are, like I said, you're doing amazing work, and I'm going to put you somewhere special on our business page, our small business page, because more people need to know about this particular program. Because of the value that it brings. And of course, we're going to promote that 20% off for the individuals, and then they can work something out with you for if they're going to bring on their employee packages, because this is a game changer. It's going to make a big difference for everybody. And like you said, it's a win-win. So thank you, sir. And we'll talk to you next month. Thank you for coming on the soapbox. I appreciate it. Did I lose you? I think I lost some boys and girls. But anyway, so check it out. Findyourwhen.com. And again, in the show notes, you will see the name of the company. Well, let me go back to the beginning. So all of these segments, these 432 segments from our 185 partners, they're all listed on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You're going to click the Take Action tab or the Partners and Patriots tab, all the pages underneath Connect. You will see the Purpose-Driven Partners page. These are all purpose-driven partners. I've been talking a lot about purpose-driven businesses. These are the purpose-driven partners. You need to become a purpose-driven business if you have a business, because it's important. It's important to do that. So it's the wave. It's the movement that's going on in this country. You need to do a service to the community. My employees are noticing that. They're noticing that. And if you go to that page, you will see the graphic for the show. You'll see there's an episode number on there, so you know which one it is. This is 224. And then you'll see the graphic. You'll have everybody's pictures. You will have the topics for the show. And then just underneath that, you will have the name of the guest that was on, our partner. To the right of that, the company name. And it's in blue, so you click that, you go direct to their website. So if you didn't copy down the website that they gave you, and you want to hit rewind, it's all right there. It's all a click away to get you the tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. Don't forget, you've got a nice little discount, 20% for the individuals. Oh, my goodness. All right, it is 1:45. We're going to wrap it up early today. We've got a lot to do. I've got a lot on my plate, and I want to make sure that we're going to have an amazing show on Friday. We've got a lot of things brewing. We have a couple awesome guests lined up, and I've got a few waiting on actually confirmations for dates. Attorney Tom Renz, you know, he's working with Dr. Pam Popper over at Make Americans Free Again and America's Frontline Doctors. He's going to be on the show on Monday, which is the 21st. And then Dr. Christiane Northrup is going to be on the 30th. Gosh, I loved her. Followed her since 2006. I'm a huge, huge fan. So those are two that are already set in stone. We're working on a whole bunch of others to coordinate. Everybody's busy. Everybody's busy. They're all on these tours. They're all speaking engagements. They're on tons and tons of shows. So it's taking a little bit longer to get everybody that we originally connected with in Tulsa, which was back in April. Oh, my goodness. It was like 2 months ago. Two months ago since all that started. And I'm working on that. Plus, we're going to bring on a bunch of local organizations, local people. And, of course, we've always got our five guests in the seven-minute segments that are during the first hour of the show. The second hour of the show is Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox. Sometimes there's one guest. Sometimes there's two guests. Just depends on who we can get lined up, because what my goal was for and is still for the month of June is to jam-pack it with as many guests as possible so that you have all the information, the content, and the groups. You know, the key thing that we were talking about, we've been talking about it all month, you know, it's join together June, and it's all about taking action. So we want everyone to take the challenge, which is get up an hour early every day, which I admit I did not do today. Or I did. I got up at 4, but then I was dumb enough to fall back to sleep at like 6, and that ruins it. Do not do that. Do not do that, because then literally like waking up with a hangover, even though you didn't have anything to drink. It's horrible. So if you get up once and you're wide awake, pull yourself out of that bed and start doing stuff. So I want to work or housework, go outside, take a walk, whatever. Just do not go back to sleep. It's the worst thing you could do. So get up an hour earlier. And then during that time, you're going to do one take action item in each of the categories, which is grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, or make a difference, especially in your communities, because it will make a huge difference. It already is for everyone that's been doing the challenge. And until I fell off the wagon today, it has been making a huge difference for me. And it sets the tone for your day, which is many, many guests that we've been talking to this month so far that have shared great tips on that. So go check out the rest of the shows for this whole month. And the shows for this month, I can put them on a special page. So believe it or not, the page called This Month and Upcoming, This Month and Upcoming Episodes. So you can see that page under the Take Action tab and under the Partners and Patriots tab. So that way you could see those just for this month. And then of course there's the episodes page. You know, there's pretty much common sense to just look at the tabs of all the information. But the one thing that I do want to bring up when we were talking about the take action item, we're going to do that one item. You know, we discussed numerous times that these life actions that you're going to be taking, you know, they used to call them political actions, that you're going to take these political take action items. They're no longer political because, as we've talked about numerous times, politics has infested every aspect of our lives. So it's a life take action item. I still haven't come up with a good name, but I will work on it over the next couple of days this weekend. So the take action item that's life oriented, it has that traditional leaning toward political. I suggest that everybody join one of the groups that is listed on our it's Patriots Must Follow people, groups, organizations, and companies. There's a lot of take action groups that are meeting in person. I strongly suggest one that meets in person. If not, you can start your own. Dr. Pam Popper's Make Americans Free Again shows you how to do that. The other groups, some have in-person meetings, some don't, but that's okay. But they might have great take action items that you can do. We've got Arizona Women of Action. There's so many. There is America's Restore. You've got Defend Our Union. You've got Make Americans Free Again. The Arizona chapter is Arizona Stands United. You've got Women Fighting for America. You've got 1776 Forever Free. You've got, as I mentioned, Arizona Women of Action. You've got Nations of Action. So there are so many groups, and there's other ones listed. I'm just giving you a handful so you can see what's available. So go check out that page. It's everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. The Take Action tab, and then you'll see Patriots Must Follow. And that's where I'm listed all the groups. I think I'm going to have another tab that I'm going to add on there to make it even easier. So you need to get involved. And another group that's great for business and marketing, okay, don't forget, Women's Leadership Live, Miss Debbie Saliano. She is the queen of digital marketing. The tips that she gives on their LinkedIn page is unbelievable. Short little tips every single day. I strongly suggest you follow them on LinkedIn. It's Women's Leadership Live. And, of course, all of these partners are our platinum partners. And if you go, again, Take Action Tam, and you can go to the page that says Our Platinum Partners. They're all listed there. So you have them in two spots. But definitely from a business standpoint, that is definitely a group. Even if you're a man, they accept men. But I suggest you follow that. You're going to get some great, incredible information marketing your business and collaboration and partnerships and networking. She does a great job, and it's concise and it's quality, which is key. We all don't have a ton of time. But yes, don't forget, if you get up an hour earlier, you have an extra hour to do those three action items for those three categories of your life, because it is, when is the time for change? When is the time for growth? When is the time to improve your business? The time is now. The time is now, everybody. Oh, let me see if there's anything else that I wanted to share before we exit today. Please check out the All-Star episodes. There's a page for that, All-Stars. That'll get you a good sample of what kind of quality content we've got. If you're new and you haven't really listened to a lot of these segments, we did a deep dive back in March. We had March Maskless Madness, no more excuses. We went live every day, so there's 32 days of content that was done. There's 9 episodes with all-star partners, literally with every possible category that you can imagine. So check out those if you want to get started on your great awakening journey. So we're calling it a great awakening journey. Oh, I strongly suggest you check that out. And then, of course, you've got 432 segments of this live show. So lots of quality content, amazing partners. That's all free information. So please go check it out, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Listen to the show live Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. Please share this with your friends, your family, your colleagues, anyone, your clients, everybody. Because they're incredible resources, and I've only mentioned a handful of them, but we cover anything. You know, the Reopen America Resource Center, there's a tab for that. That has even more types of groups, organizations, nonprofit organizations. Help, don't forget, we interviewed Melissa Hooray over at the Lindell Recovery Network. So you know anybody that has an issue with addiction, we've got a free service to help addicts recover and begin a new life. That's on there too. You will see that on there. And that's free. You know, that's free. giving away free stuff. And as far as there's live events, there's virtual events. There are there's categories for entertainment, you know, like concerts. You're like, oh, I heard about these free concerts, or I heard about all this online stuff. It's all listed under the Reopen America Resource Center. There are personal improvement, personal growth. There are literally, there is a category for anything that you could imagine. We just put it all in one spot. I wanted to create Ultimate Resource Center for everything that you need. And I'll say it again, to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. And this is where you're going to find it. And there's a lot in there, right? You know, if you want to get active in the politics side, well, I don't even call politics anymore. You know, we're always talking about become a precinct committee man. It's very easy. That's on there. You want to contact your politicians, all the information, emails and phone numbers for even the entry level, there's people in the city, it's all there. There's all the resources are there. Everything is a click away, the business resources, the business organizations, groups, the Facebook groups. God, there's just such a long list of the resources that are there. You know, there's even employment opportunities. I put that on there, professional development. And, Corona. And there's a COVID facts chat. Okay, don't forget about that. So the episode, I can go on and on and on, and I don't want to do that. I want to make this time effective for everybody and get out of here. But I want you to make sure, I want you to realize that all these resources are right there at your fingertips. So if you go to the COVID facts tab, you will see in the dropdowns, there is the medication, if you need medication, if you need to get a prescription, you need a telemed visit, you need IHCQ, you need ivermectin, if you need budesonide, it's there, right? It gives you all the information. You can click, and it'll take you to the correct website and the doctors that are there. On Monday's episode 223 with Dr. Brian Artis, he has a preventative cocktail, basically, that he has been instructing people to take, and I didn't add that yet, but I will. There's also Dr. Zev Zelenko's prophylactic treatment that's there, so you can take that, which is really just about boosting your immune system, which you should do anyway, regardless of the COVID. You want to have a strong immune system, and you can get the products, believe it or not, over at the Health Rangers store at our marketplace. So if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you could check out what you need. Over on the COVID tab, you will see everything's clearly labeled. And then you can go over to the marketplace, and Mike donates 2% of your total purchase to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, and kids. So full circle, everybody, full circle. You get healthy. You help a nonprofit organization, which we talked about throughout the show today. So again, check out all of the tabs. Check out all of the pages that are listed and start using that in all of that information, and then join these groups. It's time that we make a difference. It's time we got to start showing up. We've got to be active. It's time to be active. The show was not about the normal things that we usually mention. Kind of wanted to keep it on the lighter business side, personal improvement side. That's why I didn't go down any of the traditional things, but it literally all the information is on the website. All right, so I'm going to wrap it up. Yeah. We need to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, and reopen America 100%. And remember, once you commit, everything changes. I think after today's show, that means more now than when I normally say it. Once you commit, everything changes. If you've got your common sense cap on, try to leave it on all day. Tell your friends to put them on too. I think it's going to make a big, big difference. All righty. I'm not going to go to the rest. I'm keeping it in the theme today, growing your business and growing yourself. Because when is the time? The time is now. So a special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information, their episodes, and their shows are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just click the Take Action tab. Go to the Purpose Driven Partners page and check out all the rest of the pages that are there. I think that's about it for today, boys and girls. Make sure you tune in Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. 5 more guests. 7-minute segments filled with tons of tips and takeaways so you can grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. I'm still working on the soapbox guest, so it's going to be a surprise. And if you're still with me, you're awake. If you're not with me, then you don't even know that I'm still talking. So go take action on what we shared today. It was a lot of great content. A lot of great content. I think that it was very timely. And I'm going to start acting on some of it too, because it is time to make a change here. It is halfway through the year. If you're not 100% happy with anything that's going on in your business or your personal life, we just gave you some incredible resources and tips and information on how to make that change start now. Listen to the show a couple times if you need to. And again, please share this with your family, friends. Join our newsletter. Subscribe to our show. Follow us on the Rumble. Connect with us on all the social media platforms that you normally follow. And all that information is on the homepage. Big graphic says links. Click on that. Subscribe is always in the lower right-hand corner of all of your screens. Once you're on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So I'm going to keep with the inspiration mode. I'm going to play a little Carrie, because, you know, you guys are a champion. You can do this. You can do this. Like I said, go take action on what we shared today. Make it a great day, because you deserve it. Talk to you on Friday.
I'll be the last one standing, two hands in the air. I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle. I'm a soldier. Yeah, I'm a fighter like Rocky. Put your flag on your back like Ali. Yeah, I'm the greatest. I'm stronger. Bet my dues can't lose. I'm my own.
Listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.